guys, good morning. So it's another day again today, and I've just been thinking about the effects of the echo chamber. So what do I mean by echo chamber? I mean that, for example, if you have liberal friends, you're more likely to be a liberal because of the effect of your discussions with them, the kind of things they tell you, that your friends, so I mean, you're who your friends are, you know. So you're more likely to be liberal, and if you're conservative as well, same thing applies, because if your friends are conservatives, the more likely it is that you're going to be conservative. And the same thing applies to negativity and positivity. If I surround myself with people that are negative, then I'm more likely gonna be negative all the time. I'm always gonna think negative thoughts. I'm always gonna think of myself as not being capable or not worth it. But if I surround myself with positivity, if I block away negativity and just try to be positive in life, try to push on, try to move ahead in life, then it's more likely that I'm gonna be positive. I'm gonna have positive friends. I'm gonna have positive energy. And so, why am I saying this today? I'm kind of saying it because lots of stuff has been going on in my life, and yeah, it's not related to the podcast African Politics, but maybe just as an encouragement to someone out there, you know, that you shouldn't give in to negative thoughts. You shouldn't give in to the challenges around your life. You shouldn't give in to what your friends might think about you, what your family might think about you, what your family might say about you. And yeah, maybe in a way it's related, really, you know, it's kind of related to the African politics, because it's more the issues that Africans face are kind of peculiar to Africans. And that's because of our culture, our upbringing, the kind of parents we had, you know. It's different when you grow up in the West or when you grow up in Europe or the Middle East. It's kind of different, you know. When you grow up in Africa, there's this kind of cultural upbringing that is different from growing up in Europe. Your parents have this kind of say over your life, you know. Your kind of the family notions or the family ideals, which in some ways might be a good thing, but when you take it too far, it might be a bad thing, or it might be a negative in your life. You know, so I'm at this point in my life where I'm learning to block away negativity, you know. I want to be positive. I want to think positive thoughts. I want to be focused. I don't want to get distracted with everything happening around me. My wife and I are just going to keep praying and keep trusting God, and just, for me, just keep pushing on with life, you know. Don't give up, just keep pushing on. And yeah, with God on our side, everything's going to be fine. And yeah, maybe just an encouragement. Today is Monday, so maybe someone might be listening to this, and maybe you're downcast, you're downtrodden, you're not happy, you're feeling sad. I just want to say, it's okay not to be okay, you know. It's okay to feel that way sometimes. It's normal in life for you to feel sometimes bad, for you sometimes to feel discouraged, you know. But I think you owe it to yourself and to those who love you to pick yourself up and to keep moving on with life. You know, I think we owe it to ourselves to never to give up. Never to give in to negativity, but to stay positive in life and to keep on trusting and hoping that with God everything's gonna be fine, you know. So yeah, maybe this is a message for someone out there. I don't know, but I hope it touches someone out there. I hope you get a bit of encouragement with this morning. And then sometime within the week, I'm gonna put up something about more about Africa, more about the stuff I've been reading about Africa, you know. Been doing a lot of research as I prepare for my PhD proposal. So yeah, I get to discuss that with you guys. I get to talk about it with you guys. And yeah, thank you so much for listening.